Thank you. Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. We are rejoining the open session after having been adjourned to closed session. It's now 11:04 p.m. Eastern Time. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Here.
Present. Alexander, Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you. Kesnave.
Present.
Present. Corey.
Here.
Present. Crozier.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis.
Here in Houston.
Present. Catherine Davis.
Here.
Present. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Present. Goodman. Dan Goodman. Don't hear you. Heerwagon.
Present.
Present. Jacobs.
Here.
Present. Lark. Wayne. Can't hear you. Loffer.
Here.
Present. Leon.
Here.
Present. Nwangaza. Don't hear you. Randall.
Present.
Present. Sorden.
Present.
Present. Steinberg.
Present.
Present. Travis.
Here.
Present. Voorhees.
Here.
Present. Washington.
Washington. Here.
Present. Let me just try to go back. Jonathan Alexander. Don't hear you. Jan Goodman. Don't hear you. Dwayne Mark. Don't hear you. And that's it.
Okay.
There's quorum.
So we have quorum. Okay. This roll call was to reestablish quorum. And we're going to return to where we were on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is agenda approval. I have a motion.
Chair?
Yes.
This is Janet. The report out?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have, I want a report out from the closed session. The PNB met in closed session and ratified the results of the ED selection process and discussed an ED engagement letter language. Okay,
Jan,
so first
Jan
item
is on the line now.
Hi, Jan. Okay, so first item back to the agenda is agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Have a second.
Benito.
Thank you. Any amendments to the agenda?
Great. Madam Chair, this is Alex Steinberg. May I be recognized?
Yes.
And then Carol Stack after that.
And Carol, go ahead. But Alex, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to move item number 6, the motion from the Strategic Planning Committee. Right after minutes approval, that motion came from a committee of the board, and it should take precedence over all other motions.
Do you have a second?
Second, Catherine.
Okay. Okay. So I'll take 2-4, 2-against. Go ahead.
Is there any objection?
Oh, is there any objection?
Yes.
I think I'm going to take 2-4 and 2-against on this amendment.
Randall for the stack.
Yes. Go ahead, Alex. Thank you.
I'm speaking in favor of this. The affiliate network is largely invisible to the members of the PNB. We exist. We send money. The money goes into the general fund. Bills are paid from the general fund. The purpose of this amendment is to, the purpose of this motion is to make the affiliate network more visible and more identifiable by the whole organization.
Jonathan's back.
Okay. Hi, Jonathan. All right. Anybody against moving this agenda item to after minutes approval?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. No discussion? No further discussion? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Bill for the stack.
Oh, I asked for the floor, Madam Chair.
Oh, I said yes, and you didn't say anything. No. I'm sorry. I thought you were just objecting. Okay.
I objected, but then I asked for the floor.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, what I believe that the agenda, we have less than an hour. We have so many important, I agree what they said that is very important to put on, but I think that more important, we have an election schedule that the PNB need to approve, because if not, the election cannot go on. And I believe that unless that we go there first, we will not have the time today. We are less than 50 minutes from our adjournment time. We must go to the election schedule. That is very important. We can put whatever we want in front, but don't you people want elections? I mean, because I don't understand.
Thank you. Okay. Is there another four?
Bill? No, I'm against. Oh, I'm sure I'm for, yes.
Are you against?
I'm for Alex's amendment. I'm sorry.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, thanks. The PNB does not have to approve any election schedule. It's up to the NES. There's no reason for us to get to that. And this motion, by the way, from the Strategic Planning Committee was we didn't get to it at the previous meeting. So we really should get to it first. It has priority not only because it's from a committee, but also because it was unfinished business from the last meeting. And it won't take long. We should just do that one first after agenda approval. Thank you.
I have an amendment to this amendment. I would like to add the ED report. I believe we spoke just before this. So I'm against the amendment as is. I would like to amend it to say and have the ED report come after minutes approval.
This is Carol. I have a question.
Yes, Carol.
Are you saying that, so you're adding that to the discussion of the agenda before we decide on whether or not we're moving it up because it was a committee thingy?
Never mind. I'm going to withdraw this and we can deal with it after we vote on this one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so... go ahead, Benita.
This PNB majority surprises me with every passing day. When I thought that I could not be surprised anymore, I'm surprised more. The bylaws are very clear. No one but the PNB can approve an election schedule. Regardless of how many times Grace and Bill try to tell us that it's hands off to the PNB and we don't need to talk about this.
Wait, let me finish just talking. Okay, I'll take your point of order in a second. Go ahead, Benito. Finish, please.
Thank you.
Who's timing?
I'm doing it, Madam Chair.
Okay, great.
Like I was saying, regardless of how many times Grace and Company repeat that the PNB has nothing to do with this, without providing any kind of bylaw authorization or authority, of course, The reality is the reality regardless of who says what. So if in fact some of people want to have an election, why don't we talk about what the time frame for that election is? That's it. Real simple.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to a vote now. Having this item 6 be item 4, and then having item 4 be item 5, and have item 5 be item, I'm sorry, have item, yeah. And item 5 be item 6, and 6 be item 7, and 7 be
there.
Item
8.
Right. Sorry. We're not adding. And 6 would be then be adjourned. Okay. Is there
point of information?
Yes. Who's that?
Carol. So we're just now voting on this one thing on the agenda because
right.
I next to because I have something I want to change on the agenda also.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. So can we vote on this amendment, please?
Mayor, do you want me to take the roll?
Yes, please take the vote.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Castanave?
No.
No. Corey?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
No. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Hirwagon?
No.
No. Jacobs?
Yes.
Yes. Lark?
No.
No. Loffer?
Yes.
Yes. Leon?
Abstain.
Abstain. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Abstain.
Abstain. Washington?
No.
No. Corey, Chris, you passed.
I'll vote yes.
Yes. One moment. Okay, I have 11 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Chair abstain. So that's 11 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so this amendment passes. Do I have any other amendments? Carol?
Yes. I move that we remove election schedule from the agenda. It's out of order. It's not a PNB issue. The election is the sole job of the IED and the NES, and it's been underway for 2 months. The NES and the IED have done their jobs. This motion is beyond our authority. It's untimely. It's a conflict of interest. The horse is out of the barn. Every election, Pacifica, since I've been involved, failed to meet the timelines of the bylaws. It's customary in Pacifica to fail to meet the election timeline. It has never been an issue.
Madam Chair.
For issues.
Madam
Wait.
No.
Are you timing? Are you timing?
What I'm saying, first of all, was passage. But
it has never been. I get to finish what I.
Just wait until Carol finishes, please.
But why don't you give all of us?
Never been an issue before. There were never lawsuits.
Are you?
That there was a
Carol,
lawsuit.
Carol, stop for a second. Please stop the time on Carol. Adriana, Why are you interrupting before she's finishing? If you have a point of order,
you are asking me. It's a point of what I said. It's a request for information, Madam Chair, because you asked if somebody wants to change something. Somebody said yes, decide what to do, and then if we start the discussion, you open the floor for people to say why or why not.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Carol, hang on a second.
Okay.
We don't have a second for your amendment.
Catherine, second.
I haven't finished speaking yet, so I haven't, I'm making the amendment. I haven't stopped for somebody to say second.
I think your amendment was to remove it.
Yes, but I'm saying why.
No, you have to wait. You have to wait until it's seconded before you can say why. Sorry.
Catherine,
okay. Go ahead. You already started. It's seconded. Go ahead now. Start.
Can I have time, and can I be
you can have the rest of your time. I think it was about 30 seconds more. Go ahead.
Every election, can I have it without being interrupted? Every election in Pacifica, since I've been involved, failed to meet the timelines of the bylaws. It's customary in Pacifica to fail to meet the election timelines. It's never been an issue before. There were never lawsuits over that. There was a lawsuit when one election was canceled because it was a material breach of the bylaws and an interference with Pacifica member rights. This is not an issue for the PNB. It should be removed from out of order.
Thank you, Carol. 242 for this amendment.
Joseph, to the stack.
Go ahead. Okay, Joseph, go ahead.
All right.
Point of order, Benito.
Wait a minute.
Grace,
what's the point of order, Benito? And then Grace. Okay, what's your point of order, Benito?
It's academic.
What rule is being broken, please?
Yes.
By moving this motion off the agenda.
Well,
by making this amendment.
No. I'm speaking to the rule. I'm speaking to is what is proper or improper when setting or amending the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, so the point, and it's academic. It'll have to be for the future. Is that what is appropriate at this moment is for the person, the member, to state what they want to put or remove or modify on the agenda. It is not time for them to read a motion, much less motivate it. That's it.
Thank you. Point taken. Okay, Joseph, then Grace.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that everybody seems to love lying about the bylaws. So all I can say is for all of you out there that are actually a little bit open-minded and actually want to obey the bylaws, please pull up in front of you Article 4, Section 5, go to the third paragraph. It's all of three lines. We do need to pass a motion to get this. We have not done this. We have failed to do this. But don't believe me, please, before we leave it on the agenda, when we get to the item, go read Article 4, Section 5 in the bylaws. It's the third paragraph down. It's all of four lines. And believe what it says and not when people tell you black is white and white is black. Please. Thank you. I'm done.
Alex on a stack, please.
Okay, Grace, what was that, Carol? Can we get for agenda approval?
I just said the time is up for agenda approval. I just wanted
Okay, thank you. Can I have an extension of 5 minutes on, or rather 7 minutes, I think, will be more appropriate. Someone move to extend agenda approval for 7 minutes.
Joseph,
hello?
So moved.
All right. Any objections? Hearing no objections, agenda approval is extended by 7 minutes. Okay, Grace.
You can take Alex first, then I'll go after
Alex. Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Okay. This is in response to Mr. Davis' statements. If he does read that section, Article 4, Section 5, it says that the PNB must approve changes to the election timeline on November 30th of the year preceding the election. That time has passed. That means there is absolutely nothing for the PNB to do in this election year. The election is underway, and it should continue. Thank you.
Okay. Nancy, I'm going to put myself on the stack here. I spoke to the Deputy Attorney General, Elizabeth Kim, about this, and I asked her, I said, this November has passed. I said, people aren't bringing this motion up. I don't know what we're supposed to do about it. She says, you have to do what the bylaws say you have to do. And so this time is in November when you're supposed to vote. She says you still have to vote on it, even though that time has passed. You still have to vote on it. So,
Carol, for the stack.
I'm going by. I just want to report that to you, because I know that people have been wondering about that very thing. Since we didn't vote in November, how can we vote now? Well, she says we vote to ratify it, even though the time has passed. Okay. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. It's two for and two against, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to speak again.
What?
And say why.
We've had three against. We had Nito, we had Joseph, and I was just clarifying that
You spoke again, but you were clarifying. And then we had four, and
Carol is the maker of the motion.
But she already said the minute and a half before, remember?
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Carol, what did you want the floor for?
I wanted to speak on what I wanted to speak for the motion.
Okay. But you motivated it.
I would like to motivate it, and
You already motivated it.
Oh, I would like to speak for it.
You're the motivator. You can't speak for it. So we already had Alex, and then we can have Grace who wanted to speak for it.
I'd like to speak for it. First of all, I think that if you want to get an opinion from the AG or AG's office, you need to have it in writing and get it to us well in advance of a meeting like this. It's up to this board to decide on an interpretation of the bylaws. They're available to all of us. Also, canceling the election would be extending the seats of delegates, which is expressly forbidden in the bylaws, without a membership vote, or directors without a membership vote. The EG is the sole person given the authority by the bylaws to hire an NES. After the NES is hired, the NES is the only person who can make decisions about the elections. The bylaws do not give the PNB any power to intervene in the elections. We're not just deciding on a timeline. We're intervening, and that's improper. There has been a violation of the bylaws in terms of this timeline because of our inaction. However, it would be a far greater breach of the bylaws to not hold the election at all. Failures in the past to have elections have led to significant decline of Pacifica. The elections were canceled in, I believe, 2013 and 14, and that led to loss of CPB funding, significant declines in revenue, terrible loss of no financial accounting. So I think we should have elections.
Madam Chair.
We're going to go to a vote now.
Yeah,
we're going to vote on this amendment.
Aye.
Madam Secretary, please take the vote. On whether or not this amendment passes to remove the election selection process.
The election schedule.
The election schedule.
Request for information, Madam Chair, before the
vote. What's your request for information, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. My request for information is that can the PNB, by a motion, modify the bylaws?
That sounds like a rhetorical question. We're going to vote. We're going to vote.
It's time.
Appeal to the parliamentarian.
Is a motion, please?
We're just voting on whether or not this item should be on the agenda.
Yes, Madam Chair, that's why.
Absolutely. We're not voting on whether or not, we're not voting on whether or not to amend any bylaws. Okay. So we're going.
You've already called for a vote, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, this is Joseph. I have a point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, Joseph?
I just wanted to point out that in Ms. Aaron's statement, she said that it's up to the board to interpret the bylaws. That's not true. The bylaws can never be interpreted. They have to be read verbatim. To change the meaning of something is to interpret it the way you want. And that's the whole point, is that we have to read the bylaws verbatim, and we're not allowed as a body to interpret it. We have to read them, and there's a whole process for adjusting them. So please, thank you.
We're going to a vote. Thank you. Point well taken. Thank you. We're going to a vote. Madam Secretary, please take the vote on removing item 4 from the agenda.
Well, it's
item on the item on timelines, whatever that is.
Excuse me.
So loud.
Excuse me.
Madam Chair, call the member to order.
The Secretary has a question.
Well, it's to remove. There was already a motion approved to make this item number 5, but in any case, it is a vote on removing that item 5 now, election schedule from the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron.
Yes, to remove the item.
Yes, one word, please. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Kath Nave.
No.
No. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Would everybody mute? There's somebody breathing into their phone or something. Goodman. And
yes.
Also, yeah. Goodman, yes. Tierwagon.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
No.
No. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon. Tony? Can't hear you. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
No.
No. One moment. Tony Leon? No, can't hear you. I have 12 yes, 6 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Chair votes no. That's 12 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay, this motion to remove item 5, election schedule, from the agenda is approved. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
Didn't we said that we have a report from the executive director?
Oh, right. I have. Yes. Thank you. I'd like to add a report from the executive director right after minutes approval.
Joseph, so moved.
Any objections? Okay.
Sorry, that was right after agenda approval?
Right after minutes.
No second yet, but I'll second.
Oh.
William.
Oh, all right. All right. Thank you, William, for seconding. Any objections? Okay.
Yes, I do object because I think we have to get to the motion on affiliates. I would like to hear from the executive director, but I think we could dispose of the motion on affiliates fairly quickly. So I would rather have the motion on the affiliates first.
Alex, I asked for any objections, so we just go right to the vote on this. Okay, sorry.
Madam Chair, after, I'm sorry, point request for information.
We're going right to the vote.
But he gave his opinion, Madam Chair.
We're going to the vote.
That is not fair.
We're going to the vote.
It's leaving. It's leaving.
I appreciate your point of order.
You're not fair.
I appreciate your point of order that I should not. Order, please. Everyone stop talking, please. Stop talking. All right. I appreciate the point of order that I unintentionally didn't do any objections properly, and I let Alex speak, but I was supposed to just go straight to the vote, and that's what we're going to do now, because I asked for any objections, so we're going to go straight to the vote. Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Aaron,
adding the IED report after minutes of approval.
Aaron.
No.
Jonathan Alexander.
Pass.
Yes, Nave.
Yes,
Corey.
Pass.
Crozier.
Pass.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Catherine Davis. Catherine? Can't hear you. Diaz.
Sorry, I was muted. I'll pass. I have a question.
Pass.
And
this is a vote. You can't
wait till after the vote.
Question
please,
at
Catherine.
This point. Diaz.
Yes.
Goodman.
Can you clarify what we're voting on? It's not clear to me,
I think
everybody's passing because it's not clear to me either.
All right. Okay. What we're doing is we're voting on adding the IED report right after minutes approval.
I vote yes.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm taking the role. Goodman.
No.
Dan.
No.
No. Hear wagon.
Yes.
Yes. Jacob.
No.
No. Lark. Dwayne. Can't hear you. Loffer.
Pass.
Leon. Tony. Can't hear you. Randall.
No.
No. Steinberg.
No.
No. Travis.
No.
No. Voorhees.
No.
No. Washington.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Okay. Jonathan, you pass.
I abstain.
Abstain.
I vote yes.
Chris, Adriana, I have your vote. I have your vote, Adriana. I have your vote as yes. Chris, you pass.
No.
Bill, you passed.
No.
No. Catherine, you passed.
No.
No. Ken, you passed.
No.
No. One moment. I have. Okay, Locke votes. Locke votes. How do you vote?
No.
I'm sorry. No? Okay, I have 5 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
What was voting in? I'm sorry.
5 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention.
Abstention. Abstain.
Abstain. 5 yes, 12 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so this,
Catherine for the staff?
And Benito to the staff as well.
The time is up on
I'm
this
sorry.
Matter.
I'm sorry, what
can,
was can
the,
thank you, thank you.
Chair,
thank you, one
chair
second,
finish,
please, one second, please. What was the vote again? Sorry, what was the vote
five
again?
Yes, 5 yes, 12 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, this item is not added to the agenda. Okay. The time is up. Sorry? Is there a point of order or something?
Well,
I was just going to say that we need to vote on approving the agenda as amended now.
Madam Chair, Benito, we have to
Catherine,
correct the...
I asked for the staff.
Catherine, go ahead.
Okay, you said that I couldn't ask my question till after the vote.
That's right.
So that was... That was the question I had was, would there be time to move this item after the item on the affiliate? That was what I was wanting to determine
if
my
someone
vote
needs
on.
To, okay. If someone wants...
I wanted okay. to move that, but then you closed the discussion, so I didn't know. It's hard
yeah.
to proceed.
Yeah.
Know how to proceed.
Okay. So we're out of time for making any more amendments unless someone wants to extend the agenda approval. Otherwise, we're going to
no.
the agenda as amended.
I don't want to extend the agenda approval.
Okay.
I think so then, we could have handled it easy enough.
Ms. Bill, I'll move to extend 5 minutes so we can add AD report.
Any objections?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
Sabrina, second.
Okay. All right.
Adriana,
so
okay.
we have a motion to extend agenda approval for 5 minutes. Please take the vote.
Bill for the
point of order.
Oh, sorry.
I have
point of order.
Okay,
Catherine. Aaron. Chair, you had a point of order.
Who has a point of order?
Catherine, I'm
okay.
sorry.
Go ahead, Catherine.
I understood the
okay.
motion to be we would extend 5 minutes to add the executive director report. Is that what we're voting on?
Is that your motion, Bill? Oh, that's what Bill's
Oh, yes,
said.
Yes, sorry, I was muted.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And it was...
Yeah, yes, where?
It was seconded by...
Where?
After, Chair, yeah. this is Janet.
After the Strategic Planning Committee motion.
I'm sorry,
Chair, this is Janet.
Wait a minute, wait. We are only voting to extend time to make an amendment, okay?
That's all we're doing. We're not making the amendment right now. Any objections?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, take the vote on the extension of agenda approval.
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, Jonathan. Jonathan? Can't hear you. Kesnave.
No.
No. Corey.
Pass.
Pass. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Could people mute, please? Keerwagon. William? Can't hear you. Jacobs? Can people hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Lark?
I vote no.
No. Laufer?
Yes.
Yes. Leon? Can't hear you. Randall?
No.
No. Steinberg?
No.
No. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Abstain.
Abstain. Washington?
Abstain.
Abstain. Jonathan, didn't hear your vote.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Chris Corey, you passed?
I'll vote yes.
Yes. William Heerwagon, didn't hear your vote.
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Tony Leon? Didn't hear your vote. Still don't hear your vote. Okay, one moment. I have 9 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Vote yes.
Yes. So that's 10 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions.
Yes, this motion to add 5 minutes passes to amend the agenda to add an IED report. Bill, where do you suggest it go? What's your amendment?
Yes, I move to add an IED report for 10 minutes immediately after the Strategic Planning Committee motion.
Thank you. Second. Your second?
Second, Carol.
Any objections?
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What do you want? What are you asking the floor for?
Well, we are 13 minutes from finish the meeting for the adjournment time, and they reject the idea, and now they want to put it when they know.
What's your question? Yeah, what's your question?
And the executive director is leaving. That's what they
what's your
called.
Question? What's your question?
What is the exercise? If we have 30 minutes for finish.
Okay, that does not sound like a question that I can answer, and I'm going to rule that out of order. Okay, so we're going to go to the vote now.
Okay, Madam Chair, Benito, for point
what
of order.
What is your point of order?
Yes.
What is the vote being done incorrectly? What is being done incorrectly?
The vote count. On the motion to, for the, what was it, the, add the IED report after minutes, yes. The secretary, I think, made a mistake
on the number of people who voted yes. She reported 5. I think it's 6.
Madam Secretary, how many people voted yes?
Well, I don't understand. I thought we were, this was, you called for a vote on this. Okay, so I can say who voted which way for that. Okay, it was 5. It was 5. It was Adriana, Joseph, Benito, William, and Mascula.
And then and then Dwayne.
Right. Dwayne did not, he voted no. I asked him several times. He voted no.
Dwayne voted no.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, now we're going to go to, we're going to a vote on this amendment.
I'm sorry,
Adriana, you're out of order. We're going to a vote now. If we have to, we will amend time. That's the answer, okay? Go to a vote. Please go to a vote on this.
I assume you're asking the secretary to take the vote?
Yes.
Okay, Aaron.
Wait a minute, what are we voting on?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are we voting on?
This is to add an ED report right after the strategic planning motion, which is now item 4, for 10 minutes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander. Jonathan.
Yes.
Yes. Cascade.
Pass.
Pass. Corey.
Yes.
Yes, Crozier.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Oh, okay, yes. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark. Can't hear you. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon. Can't hear you. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan, you passed?
No, I said yes.
Yes. One moment. Dwayne, didn't hear your vote.
Abstain.
And Leon didn't hear your vote. Tony. Still don't hear your vote.
He hasn't voted in the last.
Okay, I still don't hear his vote, and I'm going to count up now.
How do you put my vote?
I have. Your vote I have as yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Madam
yes.
Chair. No, Madam Chair. I pass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How do you vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorry. Okay. So I have 13 yes, 1 no, and 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, so that's 14 yes, 1 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay, so this item is added to the agenda. Now,
the 5 minutes.
Could I have a Could I have
everybody agree?
So now we're going to vote on approval of the agenda as amended. Are there any objections?
Yes, Madam Chair. You object?
Okay, go to the vote, Madam Secretary.
Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Kasnaeve.
No.
No. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Davis. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman. Anne? Yes. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Pass. Pass. Is that what you said, pass?
Yes.
Lark.
No.
No. Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon. Don't hear you. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sabrina, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 12 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's 13 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so this motion, this agenda is approved. So now we go to minutes approval. And Jan sent the minutes for the September 6th open session meeting early this morning as well. Are there any corrections? Or can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Carol for the staff.
Could I have a motion to
approve? I want to move the approval of the minutes with any necessary corrections.
Randall, second.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of information or request for information, when will the minutes
sent? I'm sorry, what was your question?
When will the minutes sent?
This morning, early this morning.
Okay.
Are there any corrections to the minutes? Okay, hearing no corrections, the minutes are approved. Thank you. Okay, next item is discuss strategic planning motion on affiliates. And I'm putting this item on the agenda. I had intended for a Q&A of Tom about how this motion came about and why this idea was proposed, because this motion just came out of the blue into the strategic planning session, and the board hasn't heard a thing about it. And I would like the board to be able to ask why this motion came about, what's the rationale for it.
Madam Chair, before we do that,
I'm speaking. Can I finish?
But you are improperly speaking, Madam Chair.
I am not improperly speaking. You're out of order. I'm introducing this item. I'm telling you why I put it on the agenda. All right? I put this on the agenda, this special meeting. I called this meeting, and I'm telling you why I put this item on the agenda. I put it on the agenda for the board to have an opportunity to hear why this motion was proposed and the particulars of what's going to happen if this motion is passed. And so we're going to go to a discussion. We're going to have questions. We have Tom discuss why this was proposed and allow questions.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes.
Madam Chair, may I present the motion?
Chair? No, you can present the motion after we discuss it.
I object.
I am on the agenda, and that was my intention when I put this on the agenda, was to have the motion made after we have a discussion.
Chair, this is Janet.
We have...
Well, you can extend the meeting. If people would like to hear about...
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Point of order.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Janet, what was your...
Second.
Well, I was going to say that the time certain is just about reached for adjournment time.
Right. Okay. So, if we want to... Yeah, we'll have to extend the meeting. If you want to...
William Prestak.
Yes, William.
Yeah, I call the orders.
Do you want to extend the meeting?
I want to call the orders of the day and move to adjourn. That would be the orders of the day. The next thing would be the orders of the day.
Okay.
I would like to move to extend for 15 minutes. This is Carol.
Second. Who seconded?
1 second, please. Mr. Parliamentarian, which takes precedent here, the extension or the orders, or calling for the orders of the day? I need to get my little cheat sheet out here.
Who seconded the motion to extend?
Grace.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Did you mute yourself, Madam Chair?
I'm
right now. Oh, okay.
Nancy, you might not think you're muted. I mean, you're not
muted. I'm trying to get the attention of the parliamentarian. Mr. Tatum? All right. And there, Bart, you know, let's see. So we are looking for an extension of time. Let's see here. Extension of time. All right.
Madam Chair?
1 second, please.
Just for information.
Okay.